Hi, Kim.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
That's the first thing that popped in my head.
Had to do it.
This is Jill and Kim with One Harmonic Hole. Bringing you a podcast for this week.
Yep. If you don't already listen to the dailies, you really should, because Jill starts it off with, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hello, hello, hello. And there's a whole lot of other reasons why you really should.
Yeah.
They're awesome. They are. They're awesome. They're on our podcast Monday to Friday. They're there every day. As a matter of fact, tomorrow will be our 100th daily message. Now, not all 100 are public, but that's how valuable they are. We decided to put them out there for everyone, no matter where you are. Get it for free.
Ah, isn't that exciting?
It is. It is.
So many cool messages in that.
Speaking of cool messages, Kim.
Yes.
How are you doing today with some messages coming out?
Jill is making me itch.
I'm irritating her. Okay, let's just be clear. I personally am not irritating her. My idea is irritating her.
Yep. And then, so she started talking about structure. And this has been a thorn in my side. It's like it actually makes me itch, physically itch. And most people think of when you have a physical itch that there's physically something going on. Like you have to have a allergic reaction, or I have dry skin, that's why I'm itching. Oh no, Kim's itching because she can't handle structure.
Structure. And then Jill chimes in, she's like, can you not handle structure, Kim? Because you do tons of things in your professional life that are highly structured. She's a nurse. You have nursing protocols that are very, very, very useful and structured. And then she laughs at me.
Yep. Yep. So there's something that when structure works, I'm all in. But there's a lot of belief systems and old structures that literally need to crumble down. They do not work.
Right. And that's what I had asked her, because she was itching all over. She's like, structure. And I'm like, well, is it structure you don't like, Kim? Or is it the structure that you're told you should do that you don't like?
Yep. So if I feel like I'm in control of the structure of the plan and making it flow nicely, that works for me, I really don't itch. But if it's somebody else telling me how that structure should look, based off of old belief systems, based off of old patterns that were set, somebody else did it this way, so we should really do it this way. Oh, that just doesn't sit well with me. Even though, here's the fun part. If I notice I'm getting angry and more frustrated, there is something to that structured plan. The past plan that actually served a great purpose. So I have to dig in deep within myself and ask, why do I resent that so much? That is on me. That's not on the old system that did or did not work. It's literally something inside of me that I need to work through. Thus, this is why I create the itching.
Yeah. And I want to come back to the creating the itching and diving more into understanding that and understanding you, like, getting this physical message, and you're fascinated by those. And I want to dig into that process more. I do, though, want to just take one step back and give a little context for what the structure conversation came out of. Let me phrase it this way. I want to take a step back and clarify how Kim became so irritated by me. No. Really, though, Kim and I are discussing how and when we're going to launch a really exciting service. Wellness mall.
Yes.
Wellness ball is a concept. It's a virtual wellness mall at this stage. And another podcast is the actual wellness mall that's being visioned and discussed. But for right now, and we were discussing 6 months and what would be in that, and where the irritation came is, Kim was like, basically, like, I'm going to paraphrase for you, Kim, and call me out on this one.
Yeah.
Like, but, you know, you want me to outline the 6 months. And I was like, no, we don't have to outline the 6 months, but we do have to, like, let people know what it is, what entails.
Yeah.
What the 6 months entails. It doesn't have to be Kim has huge resistance to saying, here's what you're going to learn month one, month two, three, four, five, six, which I personally, as the irritation came up, I was like, I think that's great that you don't want to lock in those 6 months because then you can't do customized
right
service for people, which is what we want to do. A customized wellness service is what we're looking at. Okay. So how do you make that work, Kim? How do you like go, she's encouraging me to give a structure, encouraging us to describe to people, here's what we're going to offer, but not giving that locked in structure that doesn't work anymore.
Right.
Cool.
So for one, who's with us?
Okay.
Back up, Kim.
Oh, there's gonna be people with us. There's gonna be 6 to 8 people, just so you know. Yes. It's gonna be real highly limited, highly customized. Yeah, it's cool. We're gonna stop on that though. You were itching. Your body's itching. Yeah.
So what's coming up is that a lot of people are trying to be in tune with their body. They're trying to take charge of their own medical health. They're trying to actually really heal on a deep level that they're not getting in, say, the standard medical world, or you're listening to this podcast, you're listening to many other podcasts, you're listening to just this doctor, you're on TikTok, you're on YouTube, you're all over the place trying to find answers to the reason why you're still sick, you know, why you're having headaches, why your digestion system is not right. When you're doing, I am doing all this, this, and this, and this. You're doing all the things, okay? But are you truly, truly, truly being in tune with your body? This is where we are teaching you on how to truly listen to those little itches. mind you, I was literally scratching myself when we're talking about structure here. And it's not, again, it's not that I have an allergy. It's the allergy is the resistance that almost creates a histamine response.
Which came up in our dailies last week. So there's lots of people that are having histamine responses to things.
Yes.
You're allergic to something.
Yes.
Irritated by something. Incidentally, you know, how are those New Year's resolutions going? Have those irritated you yet? No, the thing is, Kim, is that it's brilliant because what's going on is I think you felt really obligated to follow what you had been trained and told was the way you teach, you specifically, but the way to teach people wellness or taking control of their own vibrancy or whatever it might be is to outline a syllabus. Yes. How do you feel with that word? What happens in your body when you hear the word syllabus?
I go back to school. And I go back to even nursing school, and they always say, well, did you look at your syllabus to see what's up next? And I'm like, okay, that's not really teaching us anything. I can read from a book. I can watch a video. But where is the actual interaction? Where is the actual, like, I needed the energy. I needed the essence. I'm very much more hands-on person, too.
And it's hard to put hands-on essence into a syllabus.
Right.
You can have the overview. You can have pointers that say, we're going to go this direction.
Yeah.
But you want the freedom and the flexibility to be able to tap into that essence so that you can actually deliver the highest, most valuable, like, information.
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
Yep. And the best teachers that I had were the ones who literally said, here's the outline, but we're going to do what you guys need to learn to be the best person, to be the best nurse, to be the best advocate you can be for your clients. Those were the best teachers, where they literally had to produce a syllabus because that's what required for the college. So, like, we're going to go through this, but we're not going to sit there and pull this out every single week and say, did you look your syllabus? They literally were like, okay, this is where we're going. And then they were, okay, what happened this week? We went and, say, did clinical somewhere, and everybody was together, and we talked about those experiences. It wasn't part of the syllabus. It was more individualized teaching that occurred. I got more out of that than I ever did off of a structured plan.
You got more out of it, which is the key here.
Yeah.
We were struggling with the conversation prior to this podcast was convey what people will get, the value.
Yep.
Okay. I want us to be able to over deliver, like deliver so much value, so much wellness information. Vibrancy is another word I love. Like, you know, if you're sick, wouldn't you rather feel vibrant?
Right.
Like, you know, literally it would be awesome if in 6 months we could take people from, you know, don't feel well, feel vibrant, 0 to 10. And if you were, say, at a 4, and in 6 months they could go from a 4 to 1.
Oh, but there's unlimited.
There is unlimited, but just to scale it, if you're at a 4 and 10's the top, what do you think is a reasonable over delivering in 6 months? Because it's still, you know, we still are talking 6 months time frame.
Mm-hmm.
Which incidentally, you could do this on your own too. You could commit to 6 months in your own wellness and rate yourself on a scale of 0 to
right.
10.
Yep.
Where you're feeling in terms of wellness and vibrancy today. Commit to something, recommit to those New Year's resolutions or whatever, and actually, so I'm going to say it, actually do it, actually follow up for 6 months.
Yep.
And at the end of that 6 months, you should have a measured improvement.
Yeah.
So if I started at a 4, Kim, what would you say would be fair that I could expect to achieve in 6 months?
Okay.
Working with you and doing the work that you tell me I need to do.
Okay. See, there's a couple options that people have in their head right now.
Mm.
And this is just kind of what I'm getting off the top of my head, is that it all depends on their belief system. So if they believe a number 10 is the ultimate guru status, okay, they might reach a 7 or an 8. But if they're a person who is very much more realistic and they find that they are like their 10 is more like, oh, I know that things are going to happen in life. I know I'm going to be exposed to stress, but I have all the tools and resources right now that I can tune into myself and make a very well-educated decision for myself and take responsibility for myself and move forward. And like, I feel good. That you can easily reach a 9, possibly even a 10, if you put forth the effort.
Or an 11.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I love that. So it's like, yeah, you kind of tuning into what are your own expectations on that 0 to 10? And again, I want to clarify, like, why we're talking about this on this podcast is one, yeah, we want to share with you that we have a program that we plan to launch, but you could also take these ideas and create your own wellness vibrancy program if that's your thing.
Yes.
You know, you have to identify what's your 0 to 10 scale. Clarify it a little bit so that you know, are you aiming for perfection at a 10? Or
right.
are you aiming for, you know, a really big step forward in the quality of your life and happiness or
yep.
physical energy or.
Yeah, it's literally all. So we will literally tap into your emotional state of being. We will be tapping into how the physical body moves. So what is your liver saying to you? Your liver, every aspect of your body talks to you, your skin. So like me was itching. That's my skin was talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
What was underneath my skin just irritating me? Why is my foot hurting? Why is my side hurting? Like all these weird things, your body speaks to you. We want to try and teach you on how to really listen to that. But your emotions, your belief systems all impact what your body says. So not every body says the exact same thing. So me itching iron my skin may be completely different than you, than Jill, than anybody else.
Yeah.
So we're going to give you ideas, concepts, different things to really think outside the box.
And then practices, like
yes.
literal practices, sessions, even in that moment. And again, this is a structure. I have a new word for it. It's
okay.
called a fluid framework.
Ooh, I see veins and arteries. I'm in.
I love it. Because, I mean, what's more structured than our body, Kim?
Right. Just look at it flow.
Look at the fluid framework.
Yep. I'm going to hop on the hemoglobin. I'm just going to flow with it.
Hop on a hemoglobin. I love that. There's a phrase I never would have thought about. But back to it, like the, okay, so here's one of the things that you could practice. And one of the things that we're going to definitely dig more into in this wellness support program that we're going to launch.
Yeah. It's all encompassing.
Yeah, but it's a specific practice. So Kim's talking about when she gets a message, she's created basically a language, a way that her body talks to her.
Yep.
And she's worked out this language over the course of years now. So she has a very wide, vast vocabulary for her body to talk to her, we all have to start somewhere. Some of us may have some vocabulary with our bodies. A lot of people just don't have one. Their vocabulary is, there's some, my body itches, I have allergies.
Yep.
And I'm not dissing that. I'm just saying, though, that it could be a whole lot more dynamic than that.
Yep.
And so I could see us having a conversation on that and a practice session, and say some, maybe a follow-up, say meditation that walks you through that so that you can practice.
Yes.
Yep. And if you don't want to join us for that, take that and run with it. There you go. I mean,
exactly.
It's a powerful skill for navigating your own wellness.
It is literally, this is the future of wellness today.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. There's a lot of changes coming down the pipeline in our medical system, and a lot of you are seeing it. One of them is insurance rates. Insurance rates for the medical is just astronomical.
Medical costs,
yes,
which were very expensive already, are continuing their trajectory, which is kind of, I get it. You know, there's lots of things that are getting more expensive, and that all is what it is. To me, what's so sad is that so many people are scared.
Yeah.
They don't feel well, and then they're frightened.
Yeah.
So you already don't feel well, and then you add fear into the mix.
Yeah.
Like those feeling sick and feeling afraid are not two things you put together to feel better. And I can say that, I know that. I did it. I added fear to things, and I'll tell you what. Yeah, it's kind of a...
Yeah.
I'm going to leave it.
Yep. And people are looking for somebody to hear them. It's like they're becoming a number. They're becoming just another person just walking.
Yeah.
So. We have some background noise going on, so we're good. This is what happens when we're just doing it. We're just doing it wherever we're at.
Yeah.
Yep. This is life. This is life happening. But people are, they're feeling like a number in the system. They are not feeling hurt anymore. And it's not that the doctors don't want to hear you. You need to know that the medical system, even anybody, doesn't matter where it is, people truly want to hear you. But they're being pulled into a structured system that just does not work anymore. And until people finally say no and put their boundaries up, even within yourself, and you finally say no, like I'm ready to be heard. I'm worthy to be heard.
And that's what we're talking about doing, hearing people and supporting them. Now, Kim, I want to explore the idea that we talked about earlier too, how our current medical system, we've heard, if you really end up deeply involved in that system for some particular reason, could be shorter term acute.
Yep.
Could be longer term. What would that be then?
More like... I'm hearing like all these crazy autoimmune type things that are coming up, cancers, things like that, that people are getting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you end up very deeply, say, involved in a medical situation in your life. I think we've all heard, well, you really would need a medical advocate to go through that system.
Yeah.
Well, we're hoping to help people way before ending up there. If you're there, there's help you need, and it's not what we're talking about right now. We're hoping to help people far earlier in wellness.
And if you are one who has the crazy autoimmune type things, you will get some benefit out of here. Are you going to walk out of here completely healed in the 6 months? I would say probably not, but I would say you have a better outlook of what your emotional body and what your physical body is actually really doing. So you can take those tools and resources that we are providing you and be able to present them.
And again, and I'm not like trying to get in, I'm just letting people know, like, we're not trying to sell you on something right now, because there's just some really, really, really valuable information that we have to share. If your sense and your intuition is you can go and find this stuff out there, you can. And it is out there. Make it happen for you, you know?
Yeah.
But if you want some fabulous guidance and help.
Right.
And you know, Kim, both of us, and we'll talk about this perhaps more in depth in future podcasts, but both Kim and I have really intricate and long wellness and vibrancy experiences, deep. They run deep. Like both of us have.
Yep.
And so we're talking from experience here.
This is, and it's on all levels. It's mental health. It is physical health. And it's actually energetic, spiritual health, if you want to call it that. I mean, it is all layers that both of us have really had to go through. And it's actually like
to heal the body becomes so very simple.
But because everything in our society is so not simple.
Yeah, undoing the complexity isn't always so simple because yeah. Like, okay, I'm just going to share, like, some of you may have heard this before, but briefly, a couple years ago, I was at a point where I had headaches that were starting to last 3 days and I was moving into 4 days and the pain was off the charts, like incredible pain. I had had migraines throughout my life and migraines didn't even come close to whatever this pain was. And once I started with the headache, it was really terrifying, Kim, because once it started, I knew I was in for a solid 3 days of pain. And I hope every time that it would go away sooner, did whatever. But more than like, it was like a slow slide into pain and in excruciating pain that nothing got rid of.
Yeah.
Literally what got me out of the intensive experience at time was literal exhaustion. I would fall asleep from so much pain. Yeah. Kind of pass out and then come to again. I was back in the pain again. And then typically after 3 days, it would start receding. And then I would spend a few days recovering.
Jeez.
But then it started turning out to where I was, once the recovery process was in, then I'd go back in. So literally I hit a point where my life was a cycle of pain, recovery, back into pain, which for some weird reason, I set 3 days as like, was acceptable, not acceptable. You know, like it wasn't my boundary. It wasn't my something needs to change. Like I hit 3 days and it was just like acceptance.
Yeah.
It's 3 days. And then it went to four. And for some reason, the fourth day was just too much. I'm kind of making fun of myself now because, you know, going back in time, like Jill, I'd advise myself, like revise that. But it can't go back. So anyway, at the 4 day mark, a whole series of new things started to unfold for me, one of which was coming to Kim. And seeing Kim. So roughly speaking, this is about a year and a half ago when I had 4 day headaches and was stuck in a cycle of my life is literally about pain and sickness. There was no health. There was no vibrancy. There was not a lot of happiness. And there was a lot of, like, oh my God, I cannot believe my life has come to this.
Yeah.
And yet in this year and a half time, like now when I wake up in the mornings where I have any sort of headache, it's real light. Scale of pain, 0 to 1,000. I'll do 0 to 1,000 pain because that pain was crazy. If I have a headache now, I'd say it's like a 7. It's kind of almost laughable. And it's also like, why do I have a headache in a year and a half?
Yeah.
And a big reason for that is because I was in a whole lot of chaos around how to take care of my own body. It had gotten just chaotic. And Kim, she was like a beacon, a light for me. She's like, okay, how about this? And she never told me I had to do something. You always made a suggestion. And if you got like my consent.
Yeah.
Like you never came to me and was like, Jill, you have to do this. You were like, this is what I would suggest. I mean, highly suggest, wouldn't really suggest you do anything else. But at the end of the day, Kim, you did leave it up to me. But you helped bring some order to that chaos, some simplicity to it. And what started happening is I started gaining trust and belief in the process because I started seeing incremental improvements. And so I very quickly went from graduating into 4 day headaches, that dropped down. And then where it would like say cycle around 1 week later, I'd end up with a headache. The time frame between headaches started getting longer. There were these steps of improvement continued that on my own, I don't believe I would have been able to get out of it because I had already like ushered myself into 3 days and then 4 days. So it was just real clear. Hey, Jill, go get some help and guidance. Ooh, I'm good at finding really, really talented people.
Yeah.
But let's hear a little bit about your health.
Mine's always been ongoing. I will say it's never ending. What it came down to was I get pulled into places when I ask in my head. We've talked about this in the past. Just ask. At some point, and I don't remember the exact moment, but I literally had to start asking in my head because I wasn't getting the answers. I was going to different doctors. And part of it was I would get very defensive and kind of just angry because I wouldn't hear what I felt I needed to hear. So I didn't feel like I was being listened. And then like one doctor, I'm sure there's a couple doctors, they're like, oh, you know, let's run this, all these tests on you. I'm like, why would you run those? I just need these ones because I know something's off here. And they didn't want to believe me. And then the test came back And it was literally what I said was going to be off was off. And they were like, well, how do you do that? How do you know that? And I didn't know at the time. There was something inside my head that just told me like, this is what was going to be off. But then I'd have these other doctors where I'm asking to have these certain labs done and they would not do it. They're like, we don't think you need it. You don't have the normal symptoms. You don't have the criteria. Your insurance is not going to cover it. Like all these things. And I would get actually very angry and mad and defensive. And I started putting blame to the medical system. And that blame, it sounds really weird, but almost pushed me more. That anger almost pushed me more into the holistic health and saying, well, if you're not going to help me, I'm going to do it on my own. And that's what I had to do from my personal journey was I literally got shoved into keep doing it on my own and asking, I had to go internally and keep asking my questions, asking where to go, who do I need to go to? Is it a meditation? Do I need to listen to? Do I need to actually go to this doctor? Do you need to go to this nutritionist? Where do I need to go? And I just kept asking and kept putting it out there. And at one point, it just kind of like hits you. Like, what are you doing? Like your 4-day headaches. You get to a point where you're just like, you ask yourself, what are you really doing? What's going on?
Right. As you're talking, I'm like, I did that too. That's so interesting. I started at 6 years old with headaches. Okay. And so I had a long journey. I learned a lot. And I hit a point for a long time in my life where I did what you do. Yeah. Where I kind of got very angry and went, you know, that's not what I needed. Why won't you listen to me? And then went and solved things on my own. And I actually did solve things.
Yeah.
For quite a long time. And then that fell apart on me.
Yep.
And then it came back with vengeance. But the coming back turned out to be a major blessing. Now, I would never want to go back and experience that pain again.
Right.
But I do look at it and go, it did turn into a blessing because it got me into a new space, which is this space of where, Kim, you had medical intuitive skills coming up for yourself. I didn't ever really engage my own medical intuitive skills. I had my intuition and my guidance and also stubbornness that guided me and guided me quite well until the message came around like, hey, Jill, you need your own internal medical wellness, vibrancy, guidance system. Yep. Like you can have help from people, but you also need your own. And that's what you did. That's what I described, Kim. That's what you helped me do. Like I would come in and go, Kim, this is going on. I know I need something. You know, I'd say whatever, but I don't know what it is. Or I'd say, I know it involves a little bit of whatever, some supplements and maybe some energy, something, but I don't know for sure. What do you think? And then you would
give you really suggestions and ideas and
do your medical intuitive magic. And we would come up with what consensus was a really solid plan. Yep. I did the stuff and then we would get together again. And it was, what I learned is, oh my God, Kim has given herself a language, a medical intuitive language. And my body itches as we started this.
Yeah.
And it tells you something. It's a message. Yeah. You played with that. And one of the things that is fascinating to me too, Kim, is that you're like, and anyone really can learn that language. You just have to take the time. Now, can you have the degree, say, of medical intuitive skill as Kim has? That's to be determined. You figure that out.
Yep.
But you can certainly have a degree of your own personal medical intuitive understanding. And then being able to say, as I did, hit a point where I identified a limitation. I can't get myself out of this one. I need some help and guidance.
Yep.
And that was the time for me to engage guidance.
And that's where I'm guessing most people are at nowadays, is that they're just done. They're just done. They hit their wall and they just don't know where else to go.
They hit their wall, or there's other people too who are really scared.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fear around wellness.
Yep.
There's also weirdly a lot of fear around vibrancy.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild? Maybe another conversation.
Yep. I had somebody recently tell me that she was hanging out around an older gentleman that kind of questioned my stuff in the past as to what I was doing, because there's in my world, in the nursing world, in the medical world, I'm considered woo-woo. I'm considered... Yeah,
that's a new term to me. I always heard it called woo-woo, and she calls it woo-hoo.
Yes. Yep. And it's just like, you do stuff with gemstones. Oh, you worship the gemstones. No, I don't worship the gemstones. I worship myself, my body. That's what I worship. I honor myself. So whatever tools and resources I need to be able to find myself, I attract that. That's what everybody else can do. But the funny thing is he literally told her the other day, you know what? Oh, your mom is really onto something. So like, there's a lot of beliefs that is what we need to do for our health, our medical health. Like, wow, like, I, you know, we kind of thought that she was kind of out there, but she's actually really onto something. And my daughter already knew this, and she was just kind of like, duh. But she listens to people, and she tries not to judge them or criticize them or like belittle them or anything like that.
Yeah.
So she's just like, okay. And it really got me thinking that I didn't even know that person thought that about me. I'm just like, well, let that person believe what he wants to believe.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Which is a wonderful thing about you too, Kim, is that you're very inclusive that way of people.
Yep.
I like to use gemstones in my work, but if you don't want to or don't like it, that's okay too. You know, I mean, it's all right. That's very inclusive.
Yep.
I think.
Exactly. And like some people are really into sticking with the standard medical world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can totally help you understand the standard medical world like amazingly. And how things affect your body on the physical level. But I will tell you, if you don't know how to honor yourself, if you don't know how to tap into yourself, all these things, you're literally just listening to somebody else tell you what to do. And you're just following like a little puppy. And it's just truthful. Like you are following somebody else's structure. You're following somebody else's path. And you're not developing your own structure plan. And that's the reason why I get itchy, is because if it's not a structure plan that fits, we'll call it fluidity.
Fluidity. Okay. Okay. I got to think of, you said one time when I came in here, I came in to Kim's office for an appointment with her. It was medical intuitive appointment. I had quite a headache going on. I was not at the degree I was before because I was driving myself here. So it was still functional, but I had a lot of headache, you know, and there's this elephant that I see, and I was laying in here and Kim picks up this, is it jade?
No, it's malachite.
Malachite. That's what it is. Like, yeah, I'm a jade. I'm like, it's a malachite. So speaking of stones, okay, it's a malachite elephant, and Kim picks up this malachite elephant and I'm laying down and she sticks it underneath, I don't know, like underneath the back of my neck or something. And she very quietly says, I don't know. I just don't even ask anymore. And I kid you not, as she was saying that to me and this malachite elephant was going underneath the back of my head on my neck, my pain was ticking down. I was in such a state that I didn't necessarily want to talk. I just remember smiling, and in my head, I was just like, I don't care either. You got me the result I want. I'm like, it was so funny. But as you were saying that stood out to me.
Yep.
And for some people, that might not be your thing. That's perfectly fine. That's why we're not going to, like, in the syllabus, there's not a gemstone section.
Thank you.
But that's not to say, I mean, just to be clear, both Kim and I absolutely love gemstones.
Yep. So you might hear those being thrown in there.
That's funny.
When you even said, I don't even know. I don't even ask questions. Exactly. When you trust your intuition, you don't second guess it. You just do it. And you trust that it's going to work. It doesn't make sense. It may not make any sense at all logically to you based off of what your knowledge was.
Yeah.
You just do it.
So if you're not really looking to go into a medical wellness vibrancy system and have someone lay out a structure for you to follow, which is fine if that's your thing.
Yeah.
That's your jam. You do you and do that. But if that's not working for you or you're frustrated with that experience, and you're also though not sure of your intuition, that's the stuff that we're like deeply in love with.
Yep.
And sharing, you can even, like, there's tons of things people can learn from the Daily's message about tuning into intuition and how to use certain practices and fun play stuff that we talk about there that'll help you.
So in the past, we started off with this different types of courses, you can say. We did the one was frustration and fascination, which that still is 100% accurate, because mm-hmm. we are taking the frustration and we are turning it into fascination. But we're looking for more of those people that are really ready to take it to the next level. Like, you can listen to the courses, you know, you can do all that stuff, but are you really doing the work? Are you really, like,
there's a support and guidance piece yes. that we're getting to here. And I've explained how I came to work with you in a health and medical intuitive. Who did you work with that helped you?
Honestly, no one.
Yeah, she worked with herself.
Yeah, because every person. Well, here's the thing. It's not that I did it on my own. I had people around me that did not give me the answers, which that is actually what I needed for my healing. So I can look back now and I could be like, holy cow, if they didn't provide that, I would have never pushed myself to knowing myself. So now I can look back and say, thank you so much for not giving me the answers that I needed at that time. Right. In the moment, oh.
Well, here's what's really amazing to me. If I could go back in time and do what Kim did, I was looking outward to other systems and other people for answers. And I found a lot of great people along the path, but I never put myself. As one of those people. And for some reason, Kim, you intuitively put yourself right there.
Yeah.
And then I say for some reason, because Kim sometimes also doesn't realize how talented she is about stuff. Like, she'll do stuff. I'm like, well, how'd you learn that? She's like, I don't know. I'm like, well, Kim.
I don't. Like, it just, like,
because
comes in the
you
head.
Put yourself as one of those people. Yeah. You self-guided yourself and developed that language. That's why you know, like, okay, when your body itches, when yeah. the histamines kick up, you know it's not always allergies instantly. Right. It's your body's, you have a language. Would it be a psychic language? Would you call it that? Would you call it a medical intuitive language? No name for it?
Really not. There's not really a name. It's not really medical. It's not really psychic. It's more, what's a great word? Self-acknowledgement?
You acknowledge, yeah.
Yeah. It's just more like being with your body, just actually, yeah.
I don't know. We don't need a name for it, but it is fascinating that she turned to herself. I turned to other people.
Yep.
And after turning to other people, then I turned to myself. I found solution with that. I do believe you find lasting solution when you turn to yourself.
Yes.
With help and guidance to refine that if needed.
Yep. And I'm still learning. I am always learning. I'm always still asking questions. I'm always still, like, something new will come up in my body. And instead of getting fearful right away, like, oh my gosh, what is this? Oh, I've never experienced this before. Like, oh, you have to just stop and be with it. And don't listen to it. Talk to it. Like, be with it. And then you're like, oh my gosh. Like, I recognize this happened. And if you let your mind just wander, almost like wander with the idea of what's going on. So it's like your imagination, your mind, you start letting your imagination
very constructive. It's very creative. It's very playful, though, because wandering could also take you off into the weeds.
Correct.
And have you spiral down. So yours is also very constructive.
Yes. Because you're setting the attention as to, okay, why is my stomach hurting today? And then you let your mind think back to some memories or something like, an emotion comes over you, or a thought of what somebody said, and you're like, oh, they said this, and then that triggered this. It's like literally taking the time to reflect right at that moment as to what's going on.
Yeah. None of this stuff was really difficult for you. None of it was super time consuming. It didn't take, it didn't take an hour or 3 hours a day study in this. It literally, you had little things that you did to practice.
Yep.
And build your skill level, and you continue to do that.
Yeah.
And you continue to inspire me to do that.
Yep.
Yep.
I look back to it so when I was 15, a lot of people probably know this now, and it's never really bothered me to share this, but like I had tried to commit suicide when I was 15. And I, at that time frame, our family was really not medical. We were not medical at all.
Okay.
But I knew that if I took one pill, like a whole bunch of one type of pill, so say a whole bunch of Tylenol, I knew that they would figure out that that was gone. Most of the Tylenol were gone.
Yeah.
And they'd have an antidote for that. Do I know why even at that time frame? I don't know why. But now I do, as the process went on, and I realized I was very much in tune with a lot of things energetically. I had the psychic abilities as a child already and didn't know that though.
Yeah.
And so here I was, like, just taking a whole bunch of different pills that was in a cabinet. There's medications on my mom's
house. It was just a standard medicine cabinet. It wasn't anything elaborate.
Correct.
My household had certain things.
Yep. And I just grabbed
Tylenol. Tylenol was a brand that was super popular when we were kids.
And so I took a whole handful of a whole bunch of stuff. Okay. Go to bed that night. I wake up the next morning nice and early because I delivered the St. Cloud Times back in the day on my bike. So I had like actual paper route where you go up to people's homes and you literally drop the paper off in their door. This is back in the day, people. So I'm biking and it was a beautiful, gorgeous morning. It was amazing. It wasn't hot. It wasn't cold. The sunrise was awesome. Everything about it was just awesome.
Magical.
Yes, it really
sounds very magical.
And I went biking and I stopped and I said, hey, wait a sec. Is this heaven? Huh.
How old were you?
15.
Wow.
And I was a very religious person. Very, very religious. I taught religion. I practiced it. I did everything back then at that time frame. So to me, I had what I felt a very strong connection to God, Jesus, and my religious faith. Okay. Very strong. So to me, I thought, I'm going to do this so I can literally be there, because that felt more peaceful. That felt home. Like all the stories about that area, I was like, that's where I want to be. I don't want to have to deal with this. Like that's peace. That's love. That's joy. Like I want to be there. So that was my mindset. So I'm biking. I'm like, huh, well, this is kind of what the hell. Okay. Am I in hell at this point, or because I took all these pills, or is this heaven? I didn't know. So I literally pinching myself and I start laughing.
So are you saying you got the exact opposite result of what you had went in expecting to?
Yes. Yep. I felt flippin' amazing. I had no pain. I had no headache. I literally felt like I had all this energy in the entire world that I had at my fingertips right then and there after taking all the, I mean, it was a huge handful of stuff, and I should not be here. That was my moment that I said, okay. I just bust out laughing as I'm biking. I said, okay, you better change my life very soon, or the next time it will not go in your favor. It will go in my favor.
She's bargaining with your life.
Yep. And I literally said how it was going to be.
Yeah.
And at that point, it took a couple months. I let it soak in. I did not tell anybody that I did that for months, maybe even 6-8 months, something like that. I didn't tell anybody. No one had a clue. Not one person had a clue. My mom kind of questioned why we're missing some pills. But then again, she wasn't around at the time frame, so she didn't quite know. I just kept it to myself. Literally, I felt amazing. So I knew at that point I was meant to do something greater. And there was something with the healing part that I didn't understand, the medical side. Because how did I know all those pills would actually counter-interact and actually keep me here? Did not know that, but now I understand why. And sometimes people need to go through certain experiences in their life to get them almost a wake-up call. I don't expect anybody to want to go through that or have to go through that, but it's the anger, the frustration that has actually provided me fuel to push me more into my...
Right. I mean, hey, we'd rather no one had to go through the pain, the fear, the challenges, don't even want to be here anymore. If you're there, leverage that somehow to make those intense challenges valuable. But if you cannot get to them, that's even,
use the anger and the frustration as fuel for yourself and not looking somewhere else. Sometimes that can be the most powerful thing that you can ever do, is turn it into like, okay, I have this anger. What do I do with it? What do I do with it? It's not going to leave you. Anger is part of the human body. Frustration is part of the human body. Like, it's there.
Yeah.
It's been created So you can choose a different path with it.
Yeah, to me, like if there's frustration there, the point of the frustration is then it's a, let's say, right, that's a feeling, it's an emotion, whichever one you want to call it, and it needs to be moved through you.
Yep.
What I did most of my life was just freeze it and store it in my body.
Yep.
And then have pain from it. And then when it reared its head later on and it was bigger, then it scared me more. So then I added fear paired with frustration. Yes. And then that just snowballed into this big, huge thing. That's a good overview of one of the things that I did that I would highly recommend. Like, learn how to do this fluid framework that we're going to teach
with
all your wellness. It's the framework is, you know, you need the body, mind, and spirit, or body, mind, and soul, whichever one you want to call it. You need the integrated self. There has to be, you have to look at the emotions. You have to look at the thoughts. You have to look at habits. You have to look at, you know, physical habits, all of these things. It can be complicated and overwhelming if you don't really have some clarity.
Right. Sorry, my mind got stuck on this fluid framework.
Yeah. Are you stuck on that one? Do you itch over that one?
No, I get an image now. Okay, remember I said ride the hemoglobin?
Yeah.
Yep, I got pulled back to riding in my head. This is where my head, my creativity, those little kids, how they have those such a great imaginations. This is what happens. I get fascinated with it. And I'm like riding the hemoglobin and I look like I'm riding a horse now, but it's a hemoglobin. And I got a little string and I'm like, oh, I don't like you. Tapping that virus. I'm like, oh, look at you go away. And like breaking things down in the body. Like as you're talking, that's where my mind kept going. And I'm just looking at, this is the fun stuff. This is the fun stuff we want to bring to you. So it's not all doom and gloom. It's not all.
Yeah.
It's like you gotta have fun. You gotta get creative. You gotta like.
You have a practice in your life for taking care of yourself, your body, your mind, your spirit, all of it. Make it fun because it's gotta be there.
Yep.
It just has to be there. Or if not, the result's really not encouraging. But,
right. And when you're in that thick of the stuff, like I remember you walking in, there's no way I could have joked around with you because you'd be like, this is not a laughing matter. This is not a joking matter. And you would have got frustrated and angry with me. So it's not like we're saying to just laugh about whatever you got.
Right.
It's more, there's a time and a place when your body's ready, when your mind's ready.
Good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you're not there right now, that's all right. Yeah, we're not going to ask you to laugh inappropriately. No. The goal is then to get to where you're having fun with it.
Yeah. Yeah. We can talk all day. All this stuff.
Well, the thing is that this fluid framework that Kim so, again, I'm going to encourage you, create one of your own if that's your thing, or stay tuned for more. I'm thinking, Kim, maybe at some point here in the next, more than likely in the next couple of weeks, we should probably either do another follow-up podcast that goes more in depth about this, or maybe we'll even do a discovery call and invite some people onto a 30-minute Zoom with us or something to. Right, what are you getting? Can you hold off on what you're getting? I just want to share, and then I'm going to toss it to you. And that is that if you personally want to learn any of your own, say, medical intuitive skills for yourself, I'm not sure you could learn from someone more talented than Kim. I know there's other people, and I'm not trying to just say the truth here, Kim. There's other very, very talented people.
Yes.
There are medical intuitives out there. I do not know, though, of anyone personally who is as literally so excited to teach people how to do this for themselves. Selfless. You're very selfless in it. You're in it, Kim, but you have more of an interest in people being able to do this for themselves than them coming back to you so you can do it for them.
Yep.
And to me, that showed me when I first met you, I knew right then how talented you were and how deep your focus was on my healing, because you were more interested in, I'll help you, Jill. But ultimately, if you can help yourself, then Kim is like, then I've really succeeded.
Yeah. Very, very, very true.
It is true.
Yeah.
So. What are you getting?
Thank you.
Any closing thoughts? I didn't know we were going to go back to something, but I distracted us.
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
Nope, you're good. I was going to say, if you are listening to this and you actually want to learn how to truly be your own medical intuitive, please let us know. email us.
Your own or for your children.
Yes.
Or for aging parents.
Oh, yeah. We both got those. Let me tell you, we got stories on that stuff.
Yeah.
And they are, honestly, everybody around us helps us learn even more. Mm-hmm. So we're getting fascinated with watching our parents grow, and their support system from us is changing. And sometimes we even get frustrated with some of their things that they're doing. But in reality, it's like, okay, well, why is that happening? So we love to dive into the whys. And we love to like...
Love it. We're just fascinated by it.
Yes. So when you bring us new stuff, we're both like, whoa. And it's like, ooh, this is fun parts. Like, I get to go to this part of the brain. I get to go to this part of this body. Like, wow. Like, the really cool, unique situations. It's fun. It's fascinating. It can be very frustrating, though, even for both of us.
But it's not as frustrating when you... Frustrating is all right. It's just the frustrating doesn't get overwhelming when you have proper support.
Yes.
To navigate through that frustration or move it through. Yeah.
Yep. So we're looking for people who are ready to actually learn to self-reflect, to be in within themselves, their medical intuition for mind, body, spirit. This is for everybody around them. Whatever, however you take out of this, that is your journey. That is what you needed to hear, see, feel, whatever it is, that's on you. So there's not going to be, you're walking out of here with a certificate that says, you have now a master medical intuitive and you can go practice this. We're not handing you that. We are looking at stuff for you. So you are in charge of your life, not somebody else. And then you can take that education and you can actually hand it forward to your children, to your friends, to your family members. So you're still going to be an advocate for then other people, but you can't advocate for other people when you don't advocate for yourself first.
Self-advocacy. Yeah, really.
Yep.
Yeah. Eventually we'll be looking at like, six to eight people is what we had set. So
yeah.
We'll follow up with more soon.
Yep.
Yeah. Until then,
get ready. Let us know.
Yeah.
I love the call. You mentioned the call. The 30-minute call. Yes. We'll design something like that where people can come on a Zoom and see if you're right. See if you're right for this.
Yeah. And just to assure you, see if it's right for you. It's either right or it's not. We have no interest in getting people into something if it's not right.
Yeah.
If it's not serving you, that's cool. There's no, you know, there's no sales funnel. There's no, we're going to follow up and crazy market it. No. It's either a match or it's not, and it's worth exploring that. So any closing irritations to paint? No.
Right, exactly.
Skin irritations to paint.
I was going to say my itching has diminished like almost down to a nothing since we started. So thank you on the structure that we changed it to a fluid-filled path of my writing the hemoglobin.
Fluid framework.
Yes. I can handle that. Versus the word structure, because I get pulled right back to standard schooling and how that doesn't serve us anymore.
I love good framework, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm now I'm writing the hemoglobin again.
All right.
Back to the
All right. Well, there you go. Okay. Cool. Fun. All right. So Jill and Kim with One Harmonic Whole, and this episode, actually, it's Kim's business, Solstice, is our official sponsor, which we probably should have said at the beginning, too. But Kim, give a very short pitch on Solstice.
Solstice is a holistic healing center. I'm based in central Minnesota, but I can do medical intuitive over Zoom, over phone. Doesn't matter in person. Literally, we find what is causing your imbalance and then give you tools and tips and resources on how to heal on them. Mind, body, spirit. So it's kind of, we got the one harmonic whole. That's the education piece. Now, if you really need the more in-depth and you're looking for more than one-on-one. Yep. That's where Solstice comes into play.
And where can they go to find out more about you?
They can literally type in Google Solstice, S-O-U-L-S-T-I-S, mm-hmm. or kimnistler.com, K-I-M-N-I-S-T-L-E-R.
And to learn more about One Harmonic Whole, go to one.harmonichole.com. And all right.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.